Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. It's Memorial Day today, a day to honor our fallen service members. Vietnam veteran James Leeson has placed 22 crosses in his yard in Bay County, Florida, to remember the friends he lost in the war.
Those crosses out front have the names of those 22 guys on it, because I can't let them go. They were my friends. I remember them, and I will always remember them.
President Trump says Russian President Putin has gone absolutely crazy after a major attack on Ukraine over the weekend.
I don't like what Putin is doing, not even a little bit. He's killing people. And something happened to this guy, and I don't like it.
Officials say at least 12 people were killed in the attacks across Ukraine, including children. Dozens more were injured. Russia has been intensifying its strikes on Ukraine as pressure has mounted on Putin to accept a ceasefire deal to end the war. As experts warn of a hunger crisis in Gaza, the head of a U.S. and Israeli-approved organization that sought to deliver aid just suddenly resigned. The BBC's David Harper with details.
Jake Wood said it had become apparent that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation's plans to set up distribution hubs would not meet the humanitarian principles of independence and neutrality. UN officials accused the foundation of weaponizing assistance. Mr. Wood has urged Israel to get more aid into Gaza.
Reverend Jamal Harrison Bryant led a protest in his Minneapolis church parking lot yesterday to mark the fifth anniversary of George Floyd's death at the hands of a police officer. Target is headquartered in Minneapolis, and after Floyd's death, it made a pledge to the black community to boost efforts in inclusion. But Target has not followed through.
It reflects America moving backwards, away from equality for all people. 5 years ago, the CEO of Target said that George Floyd could have been one of his employees, and with no pressure, made a pledge of $2 billion. To see mega companies now walk away from diversity, equity, and inclusion is a stark contrast from where we were 5 years ago.
He says the protests are part of continued efforts to push Target to reestablish its commitment to DEI. One of the world's most active volcanoes has erupted again in Hawaii. Kilauea began its current eruption on December 23rd. And according to the Hawaii Volcano Observatory, most of the episodes have continued for a day or less, separated by pauses. This one's been spewing lava about 1,000 feet in the air. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for more support from the state legislature after a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development. Republican lawmakers removed more than 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. In a relief for many patients, UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The two companies had been negotiating for months and just kept doing extensions of the same deal. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace plans. And every spring, officials across the state have to remove abandoned boats from Wisconsin shorelines. It can be a really time-consuming process, and every year in Milwaukee, it's almost turned into a spectator event people show up to watch. And now, state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would add hefty fines for folks who leave their boats out. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
You can find more Wisconsin stories and all our shows anytime on the Civic Media app or on our website, civicmedia.us. On your Memorial Day, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The crew returns home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home to host the Boston Red Sox this week in a three-game series. Yesterday, the Brewers came back to win 6-5 over the Pirates at PNC Park. But the highlight of the game was Pittsburgh slugger O'Neill Cruz, 6'7", 215 pounds, who hit a solo home run that left the park and landed in the Allegheny River on the Pirates Sportsnet channel.
Drive to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is gone. There's a Cruz missile. Wow. That got out of here in no time. A bomb. 122.9 miles an hour.
The fastest since they've been keeping that record. Pat Murphy after the win.
The Pirates are playing as good a baseball as they've played all year. The one kid is a monster right now. I mean, really, literally, like take over the game type guy. Who does that? That's ridiculous.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 58 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some late day showers, 58. Some heavy rain, a half inch or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Some technology is great, though. I love my cell phone. You know, not only can I communicate mobily, but it sucks all the grease right off my face. Have you seen that? The phone, I'm like, is there Crisco in my ear? It's disgusting. You know, I need to clean my phone. But I don't, it's gross. I don't, I just rub it on my pants. That's what I do. Oh, you do it too. You do it too. You rub it on your pants. In between the text messages, you're rubbing it on your pants. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm exfoliating. How are you? Yeah, I'm cleansing.
Sun's rising.
Rolling along. For it's high, high need the Philadelphia. There it is, the Army anthem, and the caissons keep rolling along. It's Memorial Day. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me on this solemn holiday, Memorial Day. And we're going to review the difference between Armed Services Day, Veterans Day, and Memorial Day, all coming up in just a few minutes from now, okay? I want to thank you for joining us. 12th District Alder Henry Perez is going to join me in about 50 minutes from now, a little after 7 o'clock. Got a lot to talk about this morning. Got a lot of music to play. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. What a weekend. Weather-wise, sunny today again with a high near 59. Cloudy tonight, lows 49. Cloudy tomorrow, highs near 57. Right now, the sun is shining on this Memorial Day holiday in Racine. It's 48 degrees right here at Radio Park.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. Single day singing.
Manfred Mann, do I did it, did it, dum, did it, do. Manfred Mann had another group later on, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, and they did a song written by Bruce Springsteen. Remember that song? I forgot the name of it. Blinded by the Light. I'm talking about it. I forgot about it. Old age creeping in there. It's 614 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. As you know, the U.S. Treasury Department ordered this last round of pennies. They roll off the production line early next year, and they'll stop making them altogether. None of this means pennies are going away anytime soon, by the way. About 114 billion are in circulation. You'll be able to use them, of course, and the record, and for the record, they're not called pennies. Pennies is a British term, like, you know, pound, farthing, and all those names they use for money. No, as a matter of fact, nowhere on the coin does it say penny. It says 1 cent. It's a 1 cent piece. I don't know why we decided to call it pennies in this country, but they're not pennies. They're 1 cent pieces. Anyway, you can still use them until we run out. Here's the problem. People say, oh, it's great, we're getting rid of them. Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? Stores are going to round up. So instead of paying, like, let's say it was, $14.96 for something, they're going to make it $15. And they're going to keep rounding it up everywhere. So over the course of a year, it's going to mount up a little bit. Not much, but, I mean, they're not going to push it down. They're going to round up. So, you know, it's going to happen. Times change. What can I tell you? Sunshine today. Highs near 59. Sunny. 48 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Local news. Timeless hits with the Four Tops at WRJN.
Sugar pie, honey buns. You know that I love you. I can't help myself. I love you and nobody else. In and out my life. In and out
Stubbs and the Pork Chops. Can't help myself, sugar pie, honey. Levi Stubbs, remember, he was in the movie Little Shop of Horrors, but you never saw him. He was the voice of the murderous plant, Audrey 2. Remember that? Yeah, that was Levi Stubbs. Yo, feed me, Seymour. Remember that from that musical? You don't remember. Okay. 618 at WRJN. You've been wanting to know this for decades, and now the secret is out. In the new documentary, Pee-wee as himself, Paul Rubens explains where the name Pee-wee Herman came from. Are you ready? All right. A harmonica that said Pee-wee on it and a nutty kid he knew whose last name was Herman, he put them together and made Pee-wee Herman. Now we know. Feel better? It's 619 at WRJN. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain. And they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Thing star is adding her husband, Aaron, into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirocine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirocine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or racineriverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Shanna Grove, local news, Tamla sits here at WRJN. Well, today is Memorial Day, and 52% of Americans think Memorial Day has lost its original meaning. Only 60% say remembering America's fallen troops is the first thing they associate with it now. It's obviously okay to also associate it with barbecues, summer, and the nice three-day weekend we've got coming up here. But just make sure that you take time to honor our fallen soldiers as well. These people gave up their lives. They sacrificed their lives on this planet so you can have the freedoms you enjoy on this Memorial Day holiday, right? Just keep that in mind today, just for a little bit. Doesn't have to be the whole day, just a few minutes, just to thank those fallen people, okay? Peter, Paul, and Mary, here's Blowing in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? Must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer. A
pretend that he just doesn't see. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Paul and Mary, love that song, written by Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind, local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. Well, this just might be a new life-saving device this summer. A guy fishing in Pensacola Beach, Florida, saved a teenage girl from drowning. This happened last Thursday. Didn't even have to get his feet wet. His name is Andrew Smith, and he can't swim because he has a seizure disorder. But he did have a drone with him, and he used it to drop her a flotation device. She made it back to shore, tired, but alive and okay. That might be a good device to keep on the beach, is a drone with flotation devices on them, in case somebody starts to get in trouble. I like that idea. It's 6:30. Good morning.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow to Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
So with Memorial Weekend on the horizon, I'm going to take a guess that some of you might actually be going camping. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Well, if you're planning on camping near a farm, you might want to take a look at some Wisconsin regulation related to that farm. Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, says even innocent farmers that are allowing you to pitch a tent on their land could fall victim to an outdated piece of state legislative law.
Well, we are working on changing legislation that was changed in 2017 previously. If you had 0 to 3 sites, you did not need a campground license. Farmers are not campgrounds. People who want to farm stay on a farm our different clientele than those that want to go to a campground. And we are looking at the flexibility and the opportunity for small family farms to be able to generate a little additional revenue stream.
That's Sheila Everhart, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says, as it stands right now, under Wisconsin law, farms that have four or more campsites, or even those with one to three, if advertised as a campground, fall under the oversight of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, would require permits as well as inspections.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And reaction came swift yesterday from farm organizations and commodity groups after the Make America Healthy Again Commission released their report. From the International Dairy Foods Association, they said that they are hoping that the commission develops its strategy to tackle childhood chronic disease and urge the commission to embrace sound science and evidence throughout the process. More to come. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 58 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some late day showers, 58. Some heavy rain, a half inch or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
But if I ever do get married, I don't think I'm ever going to live with the person. I think that's right off the bat, no living. Because the best time of your relationship is when you had your own place. Wasn't that like, that was the best time? When you had your own place and your own stuff where you wanted it. Wasn't that? And you had your own separate lives. And you would still spend time together, right? You know, you'd go on dates, you'd go on trips. But then you go home. And you go, God, I love her. And I love my cable and my refrigerator and my couch and my life. But then they move in and they're just right in your face the entire time. Hi, hi, hi. How about now? Or 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 now? That was yesterday. What about now? Or now? Or now? What are you doing? Where are you going? Who was that that called? Why are people calling here? Why do you know other people? Do you still love me?
Yeah.
Navy. Yes, we love them. My father served in the U.S. Navy during the entire war, World War II, from right after the day after Pearl Harbor when he signed up until the end of the war. He served as a Navy flyer. He was a tail gunner in a PBY plane in the Pacific Theater. And what I find amazing was he was in the Navy at 17. I mean, I'm thinking back to my high school days, and this guy was fighting in the war against Japan in the Pacific, and shot down three times. But he said he had amazing crew. When they landed on these islands, were able to fix the plane, build a runway, and take off again. I said, that is amazing. He thought the pilot was an old man. The pilot was 26 years old. He thought he was like a grandpa. But when you're 17 years old, everybody seems like a grandpa. Very proud of my dad. He received the Distinguished Flying Cross Medal and three commendations during his service during World War II. He's very fortunate. None of his flight crew lost their lives during the war. And he said he was very fortunate. They used to have, up until, you know, my father was one of the last men standing, they used to get together every year for their reunion. And he said the entire crew was together. But today we're thinking about the people who didn't get back alive, who served in all the armed forces in this country. It doesn't matter what branch. It could be the Merchant Marines, could be the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, whoever served and sacrificed their lives for us on this Memorial Day today. That's who we're thinking about, okay? 641, local news, timeless hits, WRJN coming up in a few minutes. About a half hour from now, we'll have 12th District Alder Henry Perez going to join me on this Memorial Day morning. And we have tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild production of Legally Blonde, the musical. That's all coming up today. But first, let's take a trip out to Memphis. We're looking for a sunshiny day on this Memorial Day holiday today with a high near 59. Right now, the sun is shining bright, 49 degrees in Radio Park.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Catalog of hits. Yeah, Johnny Rivers, Memphis, 644, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, you think social media is good for nothing? A lot of people think that. But this lady in Canada recently bought a vintage heart-shaped locket at a thrift store that had photos of a man and woman from World War II. She decided she couldn't keep it and went looking for the owner. She posted some photos on Facebook, and the couple's granddaughter saw the photos. Now, the people in the pictures have since passed away, but the granddaughter was thrilled to get it. She called it an example of the power of social media doing something good. Whoever thunk? Whoever thunk it that social media would do something good, huh? Everly Brothers, Don and Phil now, 644 at WRJN. Wake up.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
In their later years, Don and Phil, but before they passed away, they made up and they were good friends again. Wake up, little Susie, 646, local news, time to sit to WRJN. Today on this Memorial Day holiday, sunny with a high near 59, cloudy tonight, lows 49, cloudy with a high near 57 tomorrow. Sunny, 47 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Hey, a Florida felon back behind bars after he did the ultra spicy one chip challenge because it was so hot, his mouth was on fire, he had to cool it with a beer. However, his parole officer found out. His agreement is he can drink alcohol. Should have had a water. He would have stayed out of jail.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit Our Harmony club.org to learn more.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sounds, if I'm not mistaken. That was Brian Wilson's favorite album amongst all the Beach Boy albums. Dance, 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 6:52, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Okay, a random poll asked people, if you saw a fly on a spider web, would you set it free? 3% of people said, yeah, they would. Let's think about this for a minute here. To do this, you'd have to be brave enough to touch the spider web while carefully freeing the fly without harming it. Then you have to be totally fine with it flying away only to come back and land on your food as a thank you with its gross feet and give you some kind of disease. See? Still want to set that fly free? I don't hurt any insects. We have an insect catcher at home where you catch them and you release them. And you got to sing Born Free when you release them outside the door. It's a whole big thing. James Taylor, Byron Rain, WRJN.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire. sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around.
You know, when James Taylor was married to Carly Simon, they got divorced, but if he had stayed with her, he could have been one of the heirs to the Simon & Schuster publishing empire, because Carly Simon is the heir, and, you know, by marriage, I guess he would have been partial owner of it. Wow, could you imagine that, owning the Simon & Schuster publishing empire? Whoa. James Taylor, Sweet Baby James Taylor, Fire and Rain at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. On this Memorial Day holiday, sunny today with a high near 59, cloudy lows 49 tonight, cloudy tomorrow with a high near 57. Don't complain about the clouds. We have 4 days of gorgeous weather, and now you're going to have to pay the piper for it. Sunny, 49 degrees right here at Radio Park. In optometry news, researchers in China say they've invented night vision contact lenses to let you see in the dark. Now, they claim you can even see with your eyes closed. Now, my brother's an optometrist, and I asked him about this. I showed him the story. He said, how could you see with your eyes closed? That's ridiculous. Not a ton of detail yet. They're still working on it. How can you see with your eyes closed? I don't believe that for a second. 6:56, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Linda with her original group, the Stone Ponies, Different Drum. Local news, timeless hits.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum.
the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Later on today, you can expect jam-packed roads and airports as people head home from the long holiday weekend. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
AAA predicts more than 45 million Americans will travel this long weekend, setting a record.
It's going to be very busy on our roadways, at the airport.
Gas prices are about 50 cents lower per gallon compared to last year, and airfares have also dropped.
As always, best time to leave is either very early, like now, or if you can, stay late. President Trump voicing his frustration with Russian President Putin.
He's killing a lot of people. I don't know what's wrong with him. What the hell happened to him, right? He's killing a lot of people. I'm not happy about that.
Less than a week after the two leaders held a two-hour phone call in an effort to move towards peace negotiations, Russia launched a deadly attack on Ukraine this weekend. CBS's Willie James Inman has details on a trip the president will make this week.
The president says he will visit Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of U.S. Steel. Mr. Trump recently announced his approval of a partnership between Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel that he says will create 70,000 jobs and add $14 billion to the U.S. economy.
And when asked about that partnership this weekend, the president said,
Nissan's a very good company. We'll see. But it's an investment and it's a partial ownership, but it'll be controlled by the USA.
Nissan, a Japanese automaker,